One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 47, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
Is a miserable cold working on you? Here's help.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take bromoquinine.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Bromoquinine.
Yes, more people have taken more bromoquinine cold tablets for more complete relief. Even if you've got a virus cold, bromoquinine can help you feel well again fast. For bromoquinine really relieves stopped-up nose, body pains, fever, headache, every one of those miserable symptoms. You can depend on bromoquinine brand cold tablets.
Have you had your soup today? Campbell's, of course. Campbell's, of course. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup. Have some Campbell's right now.
And what soup was just made to order for hearty appetites? Why, Campbell's Nourishing Good Bean with Bacon Soup. And it's now better than ever. A deep dish, satisfying bowl full of get up and go. That's Campbell's. Good bean with bacon soup. Today, sad note from Consider Martin. Jack Barber, getting a late start this morning, watched his six beautiful daughters race off to school. Now he's returned to the dining room for a quiet cup of coffee with Betty, his wife, who picks up where she left off.
So Pinky went upstairs, spoke to Greta, and she decided to stay. Isn't that amazing?
Wait a minute. I didn't hear the first part.
Jack, you don't listen.
The kids were saying goodbye. Tell me again.
More coffee?
Yeah, thanks.
Well, the point is, Pinky seems to have more influence over Greta than Hank does, and Hank's engaged to her. She didn't want to stay with the folks while Hazel's furnace is being fixed. She was going to a hotel. And Hazel talked to her, Father Barber talked to her, Mother Barber, everybody. Hank talked and talked and talked, but no, sir. There she was, packing. Then Pinky said to let him speak to her. Well, he went upstairs, and in about 2 seconds, she decided to stay.
Okay, good. Now then, what I want to find out is, what did he tell her?
Nobody has the faintest idea, but it shows Greta still likes him, and here she is marrying Hank. That's the point. You'd have seen that if you ever really listened to me. Sometimes when I'm talking, I can feel the words going right past your ears, Jack, like darts missing the target.
Well, you're talking kind of fast this morning.
Well, I have to. I'm hardly ever alone with you anymore. Honestly, isn't it awful? People get married to be alone with each other, and 9 months later, the first child intrudes on their privacy, and then grandparents come over, and then the next child arrives, and you're never alone with your husband until you're too old and tired to have anything to say.
That will never happen to you.
Why not?
You'll always have something to say.
No, really, Jack, I mean it.
Come in.
Don't let me forget.
Hi, ho, ho, ho.
Good morning, Pinky.
Saw your car in the driveway, Uncle Jack. Kind of slow start this morning.
He was out late. He made a speech last night. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Mind if I mention business?
Go ahead.
You can charge me for the time.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
It's easier to talk to you here than try to get you at the office.
Go ahead. What is it?
I mean it. I want you to charge the regular hourly rate.
I will. And you're adding to it.
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind, Pink?
Well, I told your secretary to buy me a couple hundred shares in Dan's company. But when I got my cash report, I found out you didn't buy it.
That's right.
Why not?
I'm supposed to be your business manager, Pink. I wouldn't recommend Duckworth Store.
Dan says they're going to announce the merger and the stock will jump.
And then sag. Pinky, you went through 600 and some odd thousand dollars like a rocket through outer space.
But I got a chunk of it back.
And I'm going to try to help you hang on to it. As your business manager, I do not recommend Duckworth Stores.
You were talking about his stepfather's company.
Betty, this is business, and I don't like the setup. Let's leave it at that.
Look, I told Mom I was going to buy some, and I even told Dan. So if I don't, I'll have to explain why. I'd rather lose a little. I really would.
Okay, you'll buy stock for sentimental reasons.
Yeah, family reasons.
Okay, well, as soon as I get to the office, holy cow, I gotta go. Bye, Betty.
Well, here's your hat.
So long, Pink. 200 chairs.
Uncle Jack, make it 300. I've got a feeling about it.
Okay, I'll see you tonight.
Bye. Bye, Jack. Well, I had about 10 minutes alone with him this morning. Isn't that wonderful? That's a record. Oh, Pinky, don't go yet.
I'm going to drive Greta down to her job. Hank left early.
Oh. Uh-huh. You know, I've been wondering, how in the world did you persuade Greta to stay when nobody else could?
I only said 6 words.
Huh? What?
You know, watching Uncle Paul in action, I made a great discovery. One way to sure popularity is not to tell everything you know.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
Hey, friend, think this drum will do?
What's up?
Swift has found a new way to make all sweet margarine.
Oh?
And I'm announcing it with a big bass drum. Boom, boom, boom. Buy new all sweet.
No big bass drum, Clifford. Just say new all sweet is now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever in a margarine.
Yeah, but what do I...
And Swift will pay a 15-cent cash refund on the first pound of new all sweet.
Yeah, but what do I do with my big bass drum?
Hi, Jean.
Oh, hi, Joan.
Ready to go?
Just a sec.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, done.
You mean you can clean your sink that fast?
Sure, with all new, brand new 7-second Babbo cleanser. In just 7 seconds, new Babbo with fast-acting bleach dissolves grease, bleaches out stains. All I do is give a few easy wipes with the dishcloth.
And look, Babbo's pure white.
No staining dyes in new Babbo. All right, where'll we go first?
To get me some new 7-second Babbo. Where else?
Father Barber, on his hands and knees in the garden planting gladiola bulbs, looks up as his grandson comes through the hedge from Jack's house next door.
Oh, boy, Dyson with his heart.
Yeah, yeah. Pinky?
Hi, Grandfather. Wonderful day.
Yes, spring is in the air. Greta said she couldn't wait for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she said she decided it would be best to take the bus for reasons you would understand.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, maybe so.
And your mother was asking for you. I believe she's in the kitchen. There's some mail, I believe.
Okay, I'll go right in.
Pinky, as a matter of curiosity, now you needn't tell me unless you want to, but you displayed remarkable persuasive powers last evening. As I've been working here, I couldn't help wondering what it was you said to Greta to prevail on her to stay here.
Pinky! Oh, Pinky!
Coming, Mom. I'll tell you sometime, Grandfather. I only had to say 6 words, but I guess they were the right ones. Coming, Mom.
6 words? Yeah. I think I prefer a double acrostic.
Here's a letter for you from Cousin Consider. It came airmail special from Lahulawai Lagoon, Hawaii.
Good. Come on in the library. Aunt Claudia said they saw CZ one night in Honolulu. He looked kind of sad and lonesome.
Yes, so she said.
Tell me something, Mom. Do you feel I'm obligated to spend the rest of my life with CZ just because he gave me that money?
Well, I'm not the one to answer that, Pinky.
You can give me your opinion.
Well, surely you know how you feel about it. Go ahead, open the letter.
But look, the dough wasn't a bribe for companionship. He said so. He wanted me to have it so he could watch me enjoy it.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I ordered 300 shares of stock in Dan's company.
Oh, Dan will be pleased. Are you going to open the letter?
Hmm? Oh. Lahulawai Lagoon. Gosh, day before yesterday. Dear Pinky, it's quiet here, and as I sit here thinking of our spirited days in Paris, of the bistros, the sidewalk cafes, the Folie Bergère, and our 2-day picnic, and so, in these last days, I want you to know that the happiest hours of my life were those brief weeks with you, Ladybug. I wanted you to know this as soon as possible. There must never again be a misunderstanding between us. Chase dollars if you must, but remember, years dissolve into a few brief memories, and not enough of them are gay. My fondest regards, CZ.
Oh, dear.
What does he mean, these last days?
I think you'd better phone him, Pinky.
Yeah. Yeah, Mom. These last days. I'll put in a call right now.
Ah! more of the barbers in just a moment.
Arthur, this Saturday, we're waxing all the floors.
Not me.
You'll only have to move the furniture.
All week I've had a nagging backache with sleepless nights, feel dragged out.
That's why I should think you'd want relief for that backache.
But how?
Try Doane's Pills.
Good advice. That's Doane's Pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upsets, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's Pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's Pills today. To save money, buy Doane's Big Economy Size.
Pinky, coming back to the library an hour later, finds Father Barber sitting at the desk.
I've been taking messages for you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Overseas operator says still no answer at Lahuluwaihi Lagoon.
Gosh.
And Jack wants you to call him at once. Here, I'll dial. Oh,
thanks. Oh, that's good service. Mom says when Cece doesn't feel well, he always uses that phrase, these last days. Ever heard him say it?
He rarely spoke to me unless he had to. Here you are.
Jack Barber, please. Uncle Jack? Want me?
Pinky, Duckworth announced the merger about an hour after I bought your shares. You made a big climb, 8 points. You gonna trade it or keep it?
Hold the phone. Grandfather, what was it you used to say about the market, bulls and bears?
Bulls make money, bears make money, pigs always lose.
Yeah. Uncle Jack, sell it.
Not really so sentimental after all, huh?
I'll buy some for sentimental reasons later on, when it's lower.
Yeah. Good judgment. Aren't you pleased?
Gosh, Grandfather, I'm kind of worried about CZ. Let's have the phone again. I don't like that phrase, these last days.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 48, Book 129, Six Haunting Words. Frank Martin speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.
Hello there, I'm Robert Young, hoping you will join me in sending a care food package to the hungry overseas. CARE has the food available. Refugees and others abroad need it. We are the means of bringing the two together. Life-giving food will go to some long-suffering children, to some homeless escapees, or to some poverty-stricken family through your contribution to CARE now. There will be no delay. Distribution will be under CARE's supervision. Your package will go in your name and with a guarantee of delivery. Contributions in any amount are welcome.
This is NBC. Prove.